President Bush is having a tough time lately. His administration is mired in low approval ratings, an unpopular war, and a controversy over the firings of U.S. attorneys. But the president played the role of good sport last night, roasting himself at the annual Washington dinner hosted by the Radio and Television Correspondents Association. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Ah, springtime in Washington. The cherry blossoms are popping, and the president puts on a tux and delivers a ritualistic, self-hazing comedy routine.
Well, where should I start? A year ago, my approval rating was in the 30s. My nominee for the Supreme Court had just withdrawn. And my vice president had shot someone.
The president then added,
"Ah, those were the good old days."
Mr. Bush also weighed in on more recent events in Washington.
You and the press certainly have had a lot to report lately. Take the current controversy. I have to admit, we really blew the way we let those attorneys go. You know, you've botched it when people sympathize with lawyers.
And he took a few pot shots at Democrats.
By the way, I'm not sure whether or not Senator Obama is here. Last I heard, he was not coming to the radio and TV correspondents' dinner. Not enough press.
But ultimately, Mr. Bush's act was trumped by one featuring his top political aide. Karl Rove was pulled on stage by the professional comics hired for the night, the cast of the cable TV show Whose Line Is It Anyway? Together, Rove and his enablers performed an improvised rap song. You know those embarrassingly awkward early rounds of American Idol?
You were such a helpful treasure trove. Tell me, what is your name?
MC Rove.
Can see him later hanging in the cove. Tell me, what is your name?
MC Rove.
Doing it right, and he really strove. One more time, what's your name?
MC Rove.
Give it up for MC Rove in the house.
Now, the evening did have its serious side. The children of the late NBC News Iraq War correspondent David Bloom were there. Also in the audience was former ABC News anchor Bob Woodruff, who's back on the job, though still recovering from serious wounds suffered in Iraq. The president noted the absence of Press Secretary Tony Snow, who learned just days ago that cancer Snow thought he'd beaten is back. And Mr. Bush offered support for Elizabeth Edwards, whose own cancer has returned.
And so to Bob Woodruff, the Bloom girls, Elizabeth Edwards, Tony Snow, and of course our men and women in uniform, Laura and I and millions of other Americans are praying for you and your families. May God bless you, and thank you very much.
Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.